Welcome to Abergavenny Baptist Church.
Life, faith, together.
Now James is going to come and give us the Bible reading, which is from Isaiah 9, chapter 2, verse 2 to 7.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke of the burden that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined to be burnt, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on their shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increasing of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness, for that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you so much that you are light in the darkness. And we thank you so much that we have this season to remind us. Amen. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Now, this season feels it's really, really busy. It feels like a lot of planning and waiting. There's the planning, the presents, and I love the lists. The organizing, and also knowing that you have all of those family dynamics. Some positive, some not so easy, maybe even challenging. Who will sit where? Who will get on with whom? Will everything be okay? Have I got the right thing for the right person? And then, of course, the food. The buying, the preparing. Although, to be honest, by the time Christmas Day rolls around, Michael and I upsticks to my family's house where they've done the majority of the work and we just join in the kind of last chopping and cooking. But there is simply so much to do. And with school term ending so late, perhaps we are so exhausted that we simply haven't had the time to focus and process again. And there are so many things to look forward to, or that we are meant to look forward to. And if you have children, we are on a roller coaster of exhaustion and excitement ad infinitum. And I don't know about you, but I rather dread January. I barely even think about it, and then it's suddenly upon us, and we haven't really had time to process everything that's just whirled past. And of course, it's really dark. These verses from Isaiah are so thought-provoking, aren't they? Now, we know that the date of December the 25th, when in early church history there was a pagan festival in the middle of winter, and they used this date as to celebrate Jesus' birth when Christianity was brought to the UK. And if we look at the evidence from the New Testament with the shepherds abiding in the fields, and it's unlikely this was in the middle of winter. And a census, that wouldn't have been in the middle of winter. But there are so many ways that living in the UK, this does seem quite fitting. There are so many elements of darkness at this time of year. The days are short. We are desperate for some light, for the light of spring, for hope to look forward to. And it may well have felt like a period of real struggle for Mary and Joseph. Real joy too, but real struggle. An angel came to them both. This wouldn't have taken away from the shame and the strained family relationships. The whispers from the cousins, the mocking looks at the family dinners. They were promised to each other, but that is not okay. A pregnancy? Joseph is now married to her, but she still could have been stoned. A land that's ruled over by the Romans, occupied. They must have been desperate for peace. 9 months of waiting, of planning, of praying, and a journey at the most ridiculous time when you really would not want to travel. To Bethlehem, that's chock-a-full, so busy, so manic, there's literally no room for them in the main house. It must have felt tough, exhausting, nowhere to go. Perhaps this isn't too far from what sometimes our Christmas might feel like. And yet, in the midst of this darkness, there is light. And that's what made me stop and think. Perhaps when we're going through the motions, surviving in the busyness, worried about our world or our broken families. So many mixed emotions. How about we look at that light again? And how about we take this as a start, this light? Now, last week at the carol service, the children came up with candles, and I'm sure we've all heard it before, but that little light creates such a change in the darkness, such a focus, such brightness. And that light in the darkness, the light that Isaiah is talking about, is the most amazing moment in the history of the world. That into our world that is still broken, that's still dark, we can have this focus. It's not about the plans and the excitement, the presents and the buying, the joy and the worry. But it's about that light. Now, the oddest thing happened to me in late November, and I was mentioning this earlier to Kath. I had the weirdest feeling that Advent was just the start, not something in itself. I remember standing right here with the music team praying before the service that first weekend in December, and I had this feeling come over me. I wrote it in my journal. And we were praying that Christmas would just be the start. And that all the way through the past few weeks, I've been thinking about that idea that Christmas is only the beginning. It's not tomorrow. It's not the event itself. It's not about the planning or the lists or the relationships or the sharing or the food. It's just a beginning. And perhaps this is what we are being called to just take a moment and ask God whether this is just my beginning, that we have been walking in darkness and we just got to notice the light. Now, Christmas is fantastic. Let's remind ourselves, a baby was born to nobodies. Gone to a strange town, which is the back of beyond. There's that great phrase, the first Christmas was pretty simple. It's okay if yours is too. And that's it. Simply start noticing the light. Now, we just had the shortest day, and I suppose I'm going to give myself a challenge. A challenge to myself and to challenge us all that God put on my heart in November when I had no idea that Mike was going to get so ill he couldn't preach on Christmas Eve. And perhaps God, in his amazing, mighty wisdom, was preparing this for a time when there would be a time to step in. And on Friday morning, when I caught the train stupidly early to work, for my last day, waiting for my last day in work before a break, I was given this sermon. And I got into work, and I pretty much typed it before 8 a.m. It just came to me. And through January, as each day gets just a minute lighter, how about we take the time after the busyness, after the presents are tidied away and the food is done, that we make a start, not January, but from now, and not for some health kick, but to get light in our lives. Now, I know that people are astonished that we're allowed to do this, but Michael and I help support couples in marriage preparation. I know it's astonishing who they let pastor churches these days. And we talk lots of people through the principles of marriage and starting out in their faith as well. And one of the things I think is really helpful to think about a new relationship or any new friendship in this way. At first, you like a person because of the feeling. And perhaps it was a carol service you're invited to. Or you just got a good feeling. So you meet that person and you pursue it a little bit more. You make a plan to hang out. You make time for that person. You actually do spend time hanging out. And then you put plans in. You make little plans. You put time aside in future, in the diary, as it were. And we chat to that friend or that relationship when we're struggling or angry or hurting or joyful. And that's what a good friendship is like. That's what a good relationship is like. And a small point. You could not call someone a good partner or friend if you don't tell them how you're feeling. And if you hide your shameful bits. And we build the foundations of those friendships, of those relationships, and as the years go by, we know it's not about the big events, it's not about the parties you go to, not the wedding day you have, or the holidays you go on, or the money you spent on each other, but it's about the honesty you share with one another. You see each other through thick and thin, and you choose them, even in the hard. And it's the same with God. This is exactly what this light is. Perhaps it started with a feeling at a carol service, at your children's nativity play. You had a feeling. How about we focus on the light, get to know him. Let's pursue God. Get to know him a bit more. Maybe make a plan to hang out with him on the way to work, listen to some worship. Make time for him in your life. Perhaps make a plan once a week to go to a home group. Actually hang out with him. Chat to him when we're struggling, or angry, or hurting, or joyful. It's not about the presents. It's not about the parties. It's the time we spend in that relationship. And this, he is the only person we can trust. All of this will pass away. Perhaps try new things, worship songs, read the Bible. In our family at church, get into a group and test out that new friendship, that new relationship. Try a new life, the foundation on the light of the world. And it can get us through the darkness for the rest of our lives. And the final vision I had for this, right back in November, was of Easter. I felt back in November that it was all about starting now and looking to Easter. that God might be calling us to follow him. He came as a nobody so we could gather around him. He came to parents who were shameful, so our shame was okay. My shame was okay. He didn't even come to the main house, so we didn't feel we were invading on a private party. So we can come to the light, see the light in the darkness, and know that we don't need to hide our darkness from him. Because he can see right through it. He knew our darkness anyway. Come to the light. This new relationship, try it out. Try by Easter. If this might make our whole life whole. And join in. And going back to the carol service last week. Now, one candle shines a huge light. But if you think about all those children coming up the aisles last week with all their candles in their hands, the collective light, there's just so much light. All of us as lights might even be able to overcome the darkness. Rather than Christmas Day being the build-up, let's make it the beginning. And a challenge, by Easter, spend our time thinking and praying and wondering, maybe this family is for me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that in the busyness, we've just got this moment to consider why you came, that you came for me. In all of my flaws, and weaknesses and insecurities and all the things I want to hide, that you came as a baby to nobodies, to the back of beyond, and you brought light into this deep darkness. Father, thank you so much that we can look ahead, take up that challenge, and see if this family is for us. Amen.
Thank you for listening.
For more information, please visit our website, abergavenybaptist.co.uk.